From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Ukraine's interim prime minister made a direct appeal for talks with Russia in a UN Security Council meeting on the crisis in his country. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports the U.S. is also making another diplomatic push to try to prevent Russia's possible annexation of Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula.
Ukraine's Prime Minister Arseniy Yatsenyuk says his country is facing military aggression from Russia, a veto holder on the UN Security Council.
This is absolutely and entirely unacceptable in the 21st century. To resolve any kind of conflict with tanks, artillery, and boots on the ground.
He spoke briefly in Russian to say he doesn't think Russians want a war. Russia's ambassador said no one does, but blasted the West and protesters in Kiev for starting this crisis. The U.S. is proposing a Security Council resolution to protect Ukraine's territorial integrity. Russia is sure to veto it. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
President Obama has signed off on a presidential memorandum that directs the Department of Labor to put in place new rules that would make more workers eligible for overtime. Time pay. The president, one of his most far-reaching executive actions, putting forth rules that include retail managers and others who often work more than 40 hours a week for no additional bump up in pay, something the president says needs to change.
It doesn't matter if what you do is mostly physical work like stocking shelves. It doesn't matter if you're working 50 or 60 or 70 hours a week. Your employer doesn't have to pay you a single extra dime. And I think that's wrong.
Latest effort comes as Obama seeks to bypass Congress and act on his own in areas that he can. Critics of the president's initiative say it would be too much of a burden on small business. A bipartisan group of senators is introducing a bill that would increase accountability at the Justice Department. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports lawmakers want an independent watchdog to investigate ethics breaches by prosecutors.
Republican Senator Mike Lee of Utah and Democratic Senator John Tester of Montana want to give the Inspector General more power to look into attorney misconduct at the Justice Department. Under current practice, those investigations at Justice are reported up to the Attorney General, not an independent agency. The lawmakers cite a new report by the Project on Government Oversight. That study documents 650 cases of recklessness or misconduct by justice lawyers over the past decade. Senator Lee says people need to know more about those cases and have confidence they'll be handled quickly and responsibly. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Consumers were apparently out there spending a bit more last month. At least that's what the government's retail numbers for February show. According to the Commerce Department, retail sales last month were up 0.3%. The gain followed a decline the previous month. A down day for Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed down 231 points to 16,108. That was a decline of more than 1%. The Nasdaq was down 62 points. You're listening to NPR. New data on some of the models of compact cars that have been caught up in a recall by General Motors. According to a study commissioned by the Center for Auto Safety, more than 300 deaths have been recorded in some of the models being recalled after the vehicle's airbags apparently failed to deploy. Announcing a recent recall due to potentially faulty ignition switches in some cars, GM had reported 12 deaths and 34 injuries in the recalled models. GM has come under criticism for decades-long failure to issue a recall of the two models, Chevy Cobalt and Saturn Ions, made between 2003 and 2007. Americans still love their libraries. That's according to a new report by the Pew Research Center. The report, the third and final in a series of studies on Americans' library habits, focused on how much Americans engage with public libraries. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
Conventional wisdom may assume that the growth of new technology has taken a big bite out of the public's interest in and use of the library. But according to the Pew report, the most highly engaged library users are also big technology users. From library lovers and information omnivores to distant admirers and off the grid, Pew categorized people's attitudes and use of public libraries. Pew found that 69% of all Americans are either highly engaged or moderately engaged with libraries. These groups express broad support for public libraries and believe they are a positive influence on their communities. They also tended to have higher incomes and to be more engaged both culturally and socially than groups that had little or no contact with their public libraries. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Crude oil futures prices closed higher. The price of crude up 21 cents a barrel today to end the session at $98.20 a barrel on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.